Immigration today often means a lot of air travel. But for the First Nations people in Australia, there was a lot of walking involved. The most popular routes have been dubbed superhighways and were sprawled across the Australian landscape. This morning, I'm chatting to Dr. Allian Williams from the Centre of Excellence for Australian Biodiversity and Heritage at the University of New South Wales to hear more. Good morning, Allian.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Delight to have you here. Now, this all started from a landmass known as Sahul. I hope I pronounced that right. What did that continent look like?
Well, Sahul was a lot bigger than today. It was effectively Australia, New Guinea and Tasmania and the surrounding continental shelf. Sea level was much lower at the time, about 120 metres lower than today. So off Sydney, you'd be 20-25 k's from the shoreline today. So it incorporates all of that. It's about 2.5-3 million square kilometres larger than we are today as Australia.
And how has the computer modelling work you've done identified these most popular paths into Australia? Where are these super highways?
Well, we've actually got two publications. They both kind of explore how people, I guess, once they got to Australia, how they First Nations people expanded across the continent. One is actually more talking about population, how populations grew and expanded and effectively colonised the entire continent. The other is very much almost like a least cost pathway, like you'd use on your phone app, looking from A to B and how to get there. In that context, we've used past paleoclimatic data of Australia, what Australia looked like 50 or 60,000 years ago, looking at the water, looking at the elevation, looking at the vegetation. We've then applied behaviours from hunter-gatherers, contemporary hunter-gatherers, how far they would have walked to find water and to survive. And then we've basically mapped that through a complex least cost pathway model, effectively a GIS model, and it's shown all these routes where people are more likely to travel to, I guess, get across the continent with ease and safely.
Could you name any of them in New South Wales?
Well, there's some that go through Willandra Lakes, the Willandra Lakes system. It sort of goes through those sort of areas. Willandra Lakes was known to be a bit of a refuge for First Nations people in the past. It's always had a bit of water in it. There's a number that come down the coastline and hug the coastline from Queensland all the way down to even Sydney. Probably the Hawkesbury Nepean River is the one people will know from your station. And there's a number of very early sites along there, and our routes seem to map that as well. But perhaps the more exciting ones are, there seems to be these quite major routes that come in from the Kimberley up the northwest all the way through the arid zone. So the arid zone didn't seem to affect people's ability to move around all the way down into the South Australia region. So some very long routes.
And does your research show how long you think that these routes might be in action for?
Well, I think that's the exciting thing. So these are obviously just the initial peopling of the continent. This is when people got here and started walking. So these are the most optimal routes people could have taken to get from A to B, to get from northwest to southeast. But a lot of them actually seem to line up really well with trade routes. Now, trade in the past, things like pitchery, which is an art tobacco that's up in southwest Queensland area, it's traded with South Australia. Bala shell, which is a large shell in the Kimberley coast that comes into the desert and out. All of these things are probably in the last couple of thousand years in age in terms of when they sort of kicked off. But a lot of the routes we're looking at 50,000 years ago seem to line up. So it does suggest there's this real long continuity of people perhaps using and reusing these routes over a huge time period.
Wow, that's so amazing to think that the same routes have been used for thousands of years and we're still using it.
Yeah, exactly. And I certainly think for future research, they're really interesting areas to go out and try and explore and see what's there.
Allian, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Molly.